From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guest for this special holiday bonus episode is DJ Stump. Cole Brokamp is the DJ and producer for the live electronic act Ski Tones out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Stump mixes glitch and dubstep along with downtempo and even jazz into his sets to create an intelligent, danceable blend, both solo and with his band. Ski Tones will be joining The Works and Papadozio as they ring in the new year in style at the Madison Theater in Covington, Kentucky. Let's get to the interview. I'd like to begin with your childhood. Let's get into your musical background. What were you listening to as a kid? Did you play any instruments?
Yeah, actually, me and my brother, so my brother's the drummer for the Ski Tones. We didn't grow up in a very musical family, but we took a strong interest in musical instruments as a kid. Played in, you know, bands, starting right out of the gate from fifth grade, took some early piano lessons. We both played percussion, and so we ended up playing both in the orchestra, concert band, marching band, you know, jazz ensemble, you name it. We were in it in high school. And then we both also played in the University of Cincinnati marching band for 2 years.
Do you also play keyboards? I know you do a lot of the electronic work, samplers and such.
Yeah.
But do you also play keys?
Yeah, drums were my first thing, but, you know, I've always had a music theory background and piano lessons, and I do play keyboards and Ski Tones. Not as prominent as our other keyboard player, Tyler, but, you know, I really started picking the keyboards back up when I started moving from DJing to production.
Now, how were you introduced to electronic music?
Well, honestly, you know, the reason I got into DJing was because of hip-hop. I've always, you know, kind of like hip-hop, and I bought 2 turntables and a mixer about 4 years ago. And, you know, right from there, I started getting into a little more electronic music. It didn't even really take off that much for me until we started getting into dubstep. My brother, you know, it always seems like he's about 6 months ahead of everyone in Cincinnati when it comes to music. And so you'd always be listening to it and we'd be hanging out and I would hear it and, you know, kind of grew on me. And once I started producing it myself is really when I think it took off. Because once you realize what producers are doing and bands are doing to make this music, you know, it's a whole nother side, you know, a whole nother world of possibilities than your standard 3-piece rock band setup.
What inspired you to take that step and go from just spinning other people's music to going ahead and creating it yourself?
You know, I've always kind of been interested. I've played in a lot of bands, you know, ever since I was in 7th grade. So I've been playing out a lot. I've been playing, you know, bars from the time I was 17 years old. So I was constantly surrounded by people that were writing music. And at that time, I didn't, you know, I would play drums and write my drum parts, obviously. So it just kind of seemed like a natural progression to me. And really the whole fact of, you know, these wide availability of digital audio workstations is just making it, you know, so anyone can basically pick this up and try to write and create on their own.
From the early age of 12, I fell in love for the first time. Nowadays, I'm enchanted with the love. Her hands and eyes are warm, laughter filled with lullabies. I swear that I thought I knew what to do. Choice to twisting in the wind, trying to find the faults in the feeling. And I find my thoughts and my worries are worthless. She's a fly young feather and I'm the breeze. She's a fresco at its ease. I'm a view at an angle. Lovers and a bangle. Snapshot, whoa, that's a handcuff. Hands of love, I'm giving in. Please, let the loving in. And I will try to give it the best of me. So release your heart for us to be. Today, today. She asked me to breathe.
She need to breathe the room and I'll find some haunts in my love.
Oh Lord, she asked me to breathe.
What the love is like, oh Lord, may I have a fight tonight.
Oh Lord, she asked me to breathe.
What my strength is for, I can't understand the feeling of
warmth. I swear she asked me to breathe.
I see the big dark clouds and I'm trying to find a feeling of now.
So tell me about the formation of the Ski Tones.
So the Ski Tones used to be a 6-person band. Originally, I was not a member, and it was kind of a smaller kind of rock jam band. And the person who wrote all our material left the band and had our 5 remaining members. And this was the time that we were all, you know, I was really into DJing. We were on electronic music. And we decided, well, you know, we got something good going here. Let's just start from scratch, you know. So that was about a year and a half ago. And from there, we wrote all new material and just kind of been growing from there. We used to not have such a large laptop. You know, we've always had electronic songs and electronic music production, but recently our guitar player and bass player added laptops. to where we are today.
I want to get into how the song making process goes, what the creative process is like. But first of all, what's the instrumentation of the group and what is your role in Ski Tones?
Yeah, so the instrumentation is, we have my brother Robbie who plays drums, and he also uses a electronic drum pad to trigger samples. We have a guitar player, Mike Lees, who also uses his computer to play keyboards and samples. And then we have a bass player, David Schweitzer, who plays bass and also triggers samples and plays electronic basses with a keyboard in his laptop. And we have our keyboard player, Tyler Magnarini. He's the keyboard expert in the band. He has a couple different old synths, and I think he has a Roland Juno. And he also uses his computer and a MIDI controller to make keyboard noises. And then I have a setup where a lot of times I'll play supplementary percussion noises, or I'll do pad noises, cover some keyboard parts if Tyler's singing. You know, I play a lot of primary drums. I also do a lot of the basses, especially in our dubstep songs. We'll double up the basses. And then I run everyone on a stage into a mixer and give a sub mix to the sound guy. That's pretty much the logistics.
Okay, I want to break down both your studio side and your live side. Since the Ski Tones are heavily electronic on the studio recordings, are you responsible for most of the song composition, or is it more of a democratic process?
Well, you know, when it first started out, I think I came to the band with about 4 songs, and I think 3 of those made it into our current set. And, you know, I had written some stuff. And so, yes, I was responsible for most of the content. However, you know, we have other songwriters in the band. Everyone in the band really writes a little bit. And when we just got started out, people would just bring songs that were finished products to the table. Tyler has written a couple of our songs, and so has Mike, the guitar player. So our EPs that are out for free on our website are, you know, our studio production skills, and occasionally we'll track someone playing an instrument. However, we do have a full-length album coming out that will be tracked in the studio. That's due to come out in March on St. Patrick's Day, and we're doing a 10-day run to support that. But that's going to reflect more of our live sound, more of our improvisational, more of our instrumental skills. You know, it'll still be our songs, but it'll definitely be the full take instead of the produced versions, if you will.
I wondered about improvisation. You came up in a jam-heavy scene, obviously. I wonder what the Ski Tones live shows are like. Are you super inclined to go out and improvise, or are there certain sections of your songs that you have sort of controlled improvisation where you leave room for it? How does that come out in the live setting?
So we all have come from a rock, jam, jazz background. And, you know, we used to play together a lot in various combinations, so we're all really comfortable improvising with each other. That's one of the things that I love about the Ski Tones that is different than any other electronic band, is that we don't use like pre-recorded loops or a backing track or a metronome. A lot of these bands out of these days will have the tracks pre-programmed, so there's no flexibility in where the song's going. So all our changes are going from, you know, a head to a verse to a bridge. You know, it's basically, we use the same signal as the jazz musicians use, so we can kind of transfer whenever we want. And each of the solos are, you know, improvised every night. So it leaves a lot more flexibility for reacting from the crowd. And, you know, if they like this part, we'll go with that. Or if we're not feeling this section, we can quickly transition to another one. And then, you know, occasionally we'll just do all-out improvisation if the timing's right, I guess.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Tones EP Tectonics.
not to get you into any trouble with your buddies, but is it more freeing to be on stage in a solo format because you can go in any direction, or do you just really love that sort of group attack and feeling that energy from the crowd and being able to react to it that way?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I really would have to say I prefer playing in a band format just because, you know, there's a lot of attention on you when you're an individual performer, especially with me being a DJ. Like, I do, you know, spin some of my original tracks, but mostly I find myself in DJ roles playing between bands or playing at an after party for one of our shows. And, you know, I love to do that because I love the music and, you know, I love to mix and massage it and make it my own. But really, you know, there's no better feeling of having the synergism, you know, of five people on stage. And I mean, especially the guys are all my best friends. So it's, you know, it's something that we do, exciting to improvise together.
How has your own sound changed over the years? This has been a period of intense shifts in electronic music, and I know that you spin a lot of the more cutting-edge stuff, but I wonder, has that changed over the past few years with, as you mentioned, the sort of influx of dubstep into the scene and glitch and some other of these major electronic movements?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I've changed a lot. So I was really into hip hop, and I did a lot of spinning like that with turntables and a mixer. And even in the old Ski Tones, I actually used turntables on stage and would scratch different samples. You know, I definitely started getting into glitch hop, and I still remember we threw this party at my brother's old place. It must have been 3 years ago, and it was in the fall, and it was one of the first times that I'd heard dubstep. And for some reason, they decided to call this Future Party, and so everyone put on the most ridiculous costumes. I just played a bunch of dubstep, and you know, ever since then, I haven't really looked back and just been keep going with it. I mean, there's just so much out there, and you know, like you said, it's exploding so much, and there's so many good producers.
Absolutely. So your DJing is directly reflected in the Ski Tone sound. You don't try to keep your world separate at all.
No, I definitely think that I like to kind of think of myself as a weapon of the Ski Tones almost. You know, it's actually a great asset to have a DJ in your band. I mean, I can fill in, you know, anywhere we go. And so my main focus is the Ski Tones and, you know, anything I can do along the way and, you know, enjoyable stuff like DJing is a bonus to me.
Not to put you on the spot, but what are the cutting edge artists that are really influencing your sound nowadays? Who's inspiring you to spin and even remix their stuff?
Let's see, some artists that we've really been kind of listening to, or I guess I should say I've been listening to for Ski Tones, are people like Big Gigantic, Ratatat, Numa Trio. So, you know, we like those kind of typical like electronic bands, but we also get into, you know, hip hop stuff like Pete Rock beats and just jazz. And I'm, you know, I'm a big fan of jazz too, like Art Blakey, stuff like that. So it's really kind of an all over, you kind of mixing of sounds. Like, people always come up and they'll tell me, you know, I can't believe that you guys change parts so often during a song when you're live. And, you know, it doesn't hit me because that's normal for us. But, you know, if you think about it and compare it to another band, you can, you know, actually kind of realize that we are a lot more dynamic and can see a lot more styles influencing us than the normal band.
That's right. When I caught you, I remember you spinning some jazz in with the rest of your absolutely contemporary, even futuristic electronic stuff. What's the kind of reaction do you get from the crowd? Do people understand what you're doing? I imagine you've got a fairly intelligent crowd that's into all sorts of music and wouldn't be thrown off by maybe some Art Blakey making it into your set.
Right. I mean, that's one thing I love. You're talking about coming up in a jam culture. That's one thing that I love so much is when you DJ for kids that love live music, they are like looking at you and they're understanding what you're doing and kind of telling. Now, if you go to like, you know, a club downtown and just have, you know, people just want the background music, you know, that's not fun for me to play. So, you know, I do think that people are understanding that. And, you know, sometimes I love to play brand new tracks that I think no one's heard. And sometimes I love to just play classic tracks and mix them up in a way that no one's heard before.
Speaking of mixing it up, you're very hands-on with what you're spinning, not content to sit back and just press play. What kind of gear are you working with on stage?
I've gone through a lot of different DJ setups. When I was playing with Eodo, I was using a piece of equipment called the Zone DX. It's basically an integrated MIDI controller and an audio interface that works with Serato Itch. And Itch is just kind of a version of Scratch Live, which all the DJs use. And this is just designed to be more controller-based. You know, I have my turntables, and I enjoy setting those up with my mixer. And you can't beat the feel of vinyl. But this is so convenient to me because I'm using the same laptop I use with the Ski Tones, and it's, you know, one controller in a case, and all it takes is one audio cable, one USB cable, and then bam, you're up and gone. So it's really about, for me, like you're saying, I am really hands-on. This controller has just integrated controls that, you know, with their map, and is very intuitive.
Do you feel like more and more people are relying on their behind-the-scenes mixes, doing the work maybe on their laptops in Ableton hours before the show, and then are fine with just getting up on stage and pressing play without really changing it up for the audience?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see that. So when I went from turntables, then the next thing I started doing was DJing with Ableton. And one of the, I guess, advantages and disadvantages of Ableton is that you need to warp your tracks, which might take you, you know, a minute or two. So you kind of have to have your tracks planned out. And I started DJing gigs like that and realized that, you know, I was losing that element of reacting to the crowd. You can't just grab any song. You know, your friend can't throw your flash drive and you can't just cue it up and go. So, you know, I think that that's okay to do if you have the right approach where you're adding original elements to the mix along the way. But if you're, you know, just A to B DJing with Ableton, then, you know, you might as well get a little more hands-on with your mixing.
Underground's underneath like undersea, and under me is under siege with an underchief. The underleague's underpaid when you underclass. Your life's under grass, under dirt, under ash. You chopped under rocks, lifespan undergrowth. Defeated death under both, never under oath. Under control when I underthrow the underhand. Is it understood? They ain't understand. Put them under land, any under circumstance. It can't under plan, living life under man. The underbrand under laws is the undercost. But under conditions, you labeled underboss. The underdogs never under pressure, under air. Where's hell? Under there, and it's under care. The devil's underwear land, cause he's under work. Under sheets burning, what's under skirts?
Underground, end of the sound, it's not watered down like clowns. Adrenaline lost and bounce, ready for the crown. Underground, with the sound, you know we wow. Hands up like entry bounce, touchdowns with a fist bound. Wound up for another round, a piece of a flexible bound. Making the batters turn around, greyhound race the underground. Let's see the prince of the town of style. Get on up like James Brown, pitches headed back.
Underground from the Ski Tones EP Tectonics. Let's wrap up my interview with DJ Stump.
What have the Ski Tones put out there for the fans? And likewise, are there any DJ Stump mixes available? You said that Ski Tones have a couple of EPs that are free for download.
Yeah, the Ski Tones, we love to give away our music. I think we burned off 2,000 CDs this year and handed them out. But we have a free 4-track demo available at SkiTones.com. And then keep an eye out for our full-length album. That'll be dropping in March on St. Patrick's Day. And you can look up DJ Stump either on Bandcamp, djstump.bandcamp.com, or on Facebook. And I have, I think, 2 mixes available for download up there.
And I understand you've got big New Year's plans with our friends from Papadozio in the works.
Yeah, we are very excited about this show. Papadozio is headlining the Madison Theater on New Year's Eve. And along with the works, Ski Tones will be supporting them for that. And we also have our good friend Benigma. He's a DJ that will be there playing between the bands. Cincinnati, you know, just loves Papadozio, and we've been becoming closer with those guys as the year goes on. We're pretty good friends with the works now too, so it's really going to be a fun night.
Ohio represent, right?
Yeah, right.
Cole Brokamp, that's great. Thank you so much for being on the Unz podcast.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's Unz podcast. I'd like to thank my guest, Cole Brokamp. Remember, Ski Tones will be joining The Works and Papadozio for a New Year's Eve bash at the Madison Theater in Covington, Kentucky. If you love theunz.com and the Unz podcast, show it. Nominate us for an International Dance Music Award by going to wintermusicconference.com and clicking on the IDMA link. Fill out the top section and then vote for the Unz and the Unz podcast in sections 26 and 27. The polls close tomorrow. Next week on the Unz podcast, international megastar Avicii will be on the program. This Swedish house DJ has worked with some of the biggest names in dance music, including Axwell, Robin, and Tiesto. Remember to visit theunz.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, or you'd like to be a guest on the Unz podcast, contact me at anand@theunst.com. That's ANAND @theunst.com. Catch you next week.